This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time, and welcome to the show. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And talk about a shocker. Absolute shocker. NBC fires Today host Matt Lauer for inappropriate sexual behavior. I say again, NBC fires Today host Matt Lauer for inappropriate sexual behavior. And the draining of the swamp continues. Co-anchor Savannah Guthrie was joined by Hoda Kotb to announce the news on Today. This is a sad morning here today. At Today, and at NBC News, Guthrie said before reading a note from NBC News chairman Andy Lack. Now, I don't know about you, but that's kind of a shocker to me. But nothing should surprise us going forward. Nothing. Now, it's kind of interesting. The Donald, as in the President of the United States, has weighed in. Directly, just moments ago, here on Agenda 21 Radio, we received the following tweet from the president. So now that Matt Lauer is gone, when will the fake news practitioners at NBC be terminating the contract of Phil Griffin? And when will they terminate low ratings Joe Scarborough? based on the unsolved mystery that took place in Florida years ago. Investigate. You know, the president weighs in. Isn't it an amazing world, the Twitter universe out there? Another tweet. Wow, Matt Lauer was just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news? Check out Andy Lack's past. Oh, my God. I mean, he is slaying the dragon with tweets. That's me, of course. And I'm talking about the president. His third tweet down for this morning says, well, this was before all the news broke just moments ago, a couple hours ago. Looks like another great day for the stock market. Consumer confidence is at a record high. I guess somebody likes me and my politics. Okay, self-effacing Donald Trump. This is what's going on in our little world. Wake up. Good morning. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood now, isn't it? And I say again, I guess it's just sort of that process that we all have to go through. The process that we're all going through of draining the swamp. So we're taking care of the media. And at the same time, taking care of what's going on. Well, it's a lot of stuff that hasn't come out yet that will come out. And this is one of the things that I've been saying for such a long time. And again, I guess sort of implore people to understand some of the things that are happening right now with the government and what the president is doing in terms of cleanup is going to take time. Be patient. I know everybody wants instantaneous things to happen. However, that is not going to be the case in some cases. They won't just shazam happen. I know this happened. The breaking. We're going to get more breaking news about people, and as we go through some of these indictments that are out there now, we're up to 4,289 or something like that. Excuse me, I want to be exact and specific from the indictments that we're counting here. Remember, it was on the 9th, 8th or 9th of this month when we brought to everybody's attention a large number of indictments, 4,289, that's the list. That's the sealed federal proceedings list from PACER. And this is a time frame from October 10th to the 22nd of November. Came off PACER, and our sources actually paid good money for the list. So this is, there's going to be more. And there's going to be a lot more and a lot more surprises about how this is all going to drain, and the swamp is going to be drained, by the way. We've been waiting for 20, 30, 40, 50 years for this. In some cases, even longer. I think some people say, we should have done this, 100 years ago. But those that are around, those that have been around for 100 years, I guess. But, just looking at the history and everything of the way Washington has been run, the way this country has been run, did I say we're going to start looking at state officials? No, I didn't say that yet, but you just know that what's going to happen, there's going to be state officials that are going to be involved in so many things. And I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude, if you will, about what is happening to our country right now. Because we're getting back on track and so many things are going to be changed. And that is a fact. People might not like it, but that is really what is going to be happening here. We have a number of different stories that we're going to be talking about. Of course, California Supreme Court decision preordained by Jerry Brown. That's from Katie Grimes. You know, an interesting thing came up in yesterday's news cycle for us. We finally read Katie Grimes' recent article about a court decision relative to farm workers. And the word preordained comes up in her article. And it's interesting because it's about a preordination for the justices on the California State Supreme Court, which are all handpicked buddies of Jerry Brown. So naturally, when Jerry wants something his way on the court, it happens. And a decision was rendered on Monday, I think it was, about certain things and about a certain case involving farm workers, and we'll explain all that. And it was a 7-0 decision. Seven are seated in the state Supreme Court. 7-0 decision against, of course, the company that was involved in this whole business. And everybody's saying, wow, Jerry, you worked that one. And so I bring up the point that Jerry was preordained to be governor for a third and fourth term, by the way. I say this all the time as we go back to figuring out that back in 1990, there was a Prop 140 for term limits. Now, everybody's talking about term limits. And I just ask you, if you want to talk about term limits, take a look at California and say, hey, how's that worked out for California? Term limits, which came about in 1990. Actually, I think it started in 1992, but there's the proposition in 1990. You know how a couple years lag time, the lead time to get it in place. I say, term limits, no. Niet, nein, nada. You do not want them. They are not healthy. They are not healthy. The destruction of administrative knowledge and memory is not worth it. Get out the vote and vote the son of a guns in or out. That's the way it should be. Founding fathers gave us term limits. Anyway, stay with us. It's called The Vote. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Breslin and the Agenda 21 Show.
A whole bunch of stuff we're going to be talking about today. Benghazi is back in the news. The individual that was charged, the only person to come to trial in regards to that, has been, of course, tried and convicted here in the United States. He was tried as a citizen, unfortunately. He was brought over by Obama and given rights. Yeah, it should have been a military tribunal, but of course it was a farcical staged event. I didn't cover it because I felt it was so farcical. Anyway, we're going to get back into this Matt Lauer thing in a second, and we're going to talk about Benghazi, because I feel it's appropriate to get this draining of the swamp out there. Then we'll dive into Benghazi. Right, here we go.
We have a Fox News alert breaking right now. NBC Today Show anchor Matt Lauer has been fired.
This is stunning. Savannah Guthrie and Hoda addressed the news just moments ago. Watch.
We just learned this moments ago, just this morning. As I'm sure you can imagine, we are devastated and we are still processing all of this.
Well, the head of NBC News addressing it all in a company-wide internal email saying it comes after a detailed complaint from a coworker about inappropriate sexual workplace behavior. NBC says they believe this may not be an isolated incident. Matt Lauer fired at NBC.
Wow. Anyway, okay, so we've drained that part of the swamp a little bit. There needs to be some other stuff going on there, obviously, at NBC. And we're going to see how that's going to all play out, right? Sure. So that's the big news of today, the big blow-up today. And, of course, it's a distraction away from Benghazi. Right? I mean, how much is coming out about Benghazi? Anyway, I just love the way the timing of these things work out. I'm surprised it wasn't CBS that something happened at a blow up there. But no, they just said, hey, we'll get Matt Lauer. He can take one for the One World Order, if you know what I mean. I just love the way these things all seem to work out. And by the way, nowhere on the news, as I'm scrolling through it, are they reporting, I'm looking at Fox News in particular, I like Fox News, but come on. There's not one story on the front page about Benghazi, the trial that took place. Not one. Don't you find that kind of interesting? I mean, I hate it when this happens, don't you? But, you know, this is the world that we live in, isn't it, now? I'm sorry, you know, this is... You have over on the right hand, you got this, and over on the left hand, you got that. The bigger story is over here on the left hand, which is really, I think, Benghazi. It has a lot of ramifications. But we're talking sex in the right hand. Do you get my drift, ladies and gentlemen? Now we've got poor little Matt Lauer, who I've met, by the way. I met Matt. Where did I meet Matt? I met him someplace. Very brief. Katie Couric also. Met Katie Couric in Barcelona, Spain, actually, at the Olympics. Said, inappropriate sexual behavior assaulted staffer during Olympics. Not isolated incident. New York Times investigating for weeks. Today addresses on air. Guthrie, I'm heartbroken for Matt. Dismal puts harsh new focus on Andy Lack. Now, who is this Andy Lack guy? Who is this Andy Lack guy? I think it's very interesting to find out who Andy... I've heard of Andy Lack and all his good stuff that goes on. But this puts a whole new focus on him and other people. Certainly. Certainly at NBC. Says Matt Lauer, dismissal. See, what am I thinking? Dismissal puts harsh new focus on NBC News boss Andy Lack after Trump tweet. Aha! The Trump tweet. Remember that infamous Trump tweet from the last segment? President Trump wasted no time piling on his former employers at NBC after the bombshell announcement the networks were once starred on The Apprentice had fired Matt Lauer. In a tweet, President Trump called for top executives at NBC and its parent company, Comcast, to be fired for putting out so much fake news on the heels of Matt Lauer's being fired from the network. Wow, Matt Lauer was just fired. We read that tweet, as you know. Wow, yeah, Donald, he was fired. There's no question about it. It says here, Trump specifically called out Lack, who has stayed relatively quiet since NBC came under fire for spiking Ronan Farrow's report that would have outed Harvey Weinstein as a sexual predator months before the New York Times and the New Yorker magazine eventually broke the news. Industry insiders have pondered for weeks if NBC News had ulterior motives for refusing to run the Weinstein scoop. And now it appears sexual harassment was also a major issue inside 30 Rockefeller Plaza. They rocked the rock. Lack and Lauer are known to be close, and there have been recent rumors circulating in the media industry about various publications working on a bombshell story detailing Lauer's misconduct. NBC made Lauer one of the highest paid anchors in TV news and the reportedly earned up to, are you ready for this, $25 million per year. Jeez, nice retirement, right? Lack, who sent the memo to Today staffers informing them of Lauer's dismissal, famously stood by his now former morning show star when he was widely criticized for botching a town hall event between Trump and Hillary Clinton. When Trump mentioned Lack's past in the tweets, he may be referring to the time that Lack sat on an interview with Juanita Broderick accusing Bill Clinton of rape. Broderick has accused the network of editing out a portion of her interview in which she discussed Hillary Clinton's role, silencing her and other victims. She has recently called for Lack to re-air the interview in its entirety. Earlier this month, one of Lauer's closest friends at NBC News was fired after he engaged in inappropriate conduct with more than one woman at the network. Senior Vice President Booking, News and Entertainment person, Matt Zimmerman, had been Lauer's personal booker for years before he was promoted. NBC News President Noah Oppenheim, who is believed to have overseen Zimmerman, has come under particular fire and calls to resign for spiking the Weinstein story. Lack has allowed Oppenheim, who moonlights as a Hollywood screenwriter, to essentially take the heat for killing the Weinstein story. See, this is why we get into the Andy Lack business. These are the details, the little dirty details. Jeez, where's the time going? The little dirty details about what's been going on. Lack was the president of NBC News from 1993 to 2001 and returned to the network to clean up the mess that former nightly news anchor Brian Williams. I think Brian Williams lives next to Newtown, Connecticut. Oh, you know, infamous Newtown, Sandy Hook. A little bit of news breaking about that with the professor. We might mention that. It says the nightly news anchor Brian Williams caused in 2015, and Williams was famously suspended for misrepresenting events that occurred when he was covering a major story in the Iraq War and Hurricane Katrina. Lack eventually allowed Williams to return, and he is now nightly on the nightly show on MSNBC. He should never be in journalism, in my opinion. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and our sister site, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so NBC fires Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer. And the scouring for news goes on. And I'm walking you through this. We've got the reports and everything. I'm just kind of being a little bit facetious right now. But please bear with me because, you know, I just Benghazi is what this is all about right now, in my opinion. I mean, because, you know, you have the story yesterday that broke in, which was a total sham thing going on. Total sham thing going on about Benghazi. And no one wants that memory chip out there, right? Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama does not want that out there, if you know what I mean. I'm sorry, I just got a fresh cup of brew, so I'm a little pumped. That, you know, that That first cup is always interesting, isn't it? Hang on. Okay, I'm more ready now than I was before. But, you know, I'm wondering, you know, I am perusing Drudge right now. And I'm, you know, like I said, we're going to talk about Benghazi. But the big story to me is what's happening in the right hand. And we're not talking about the left hand. Left hand being Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. And the right hand now being NBC fires Matt Lauer. Matt. And there's another story. Another story that perhaps you might want to think about. And, you know, it happened yesterday. But we're not talking about it, right? So we just, I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret. It's a secret. It's so top secret. No one's talking about it. Because they're all talking about Matt Lauer and his penis. That's what we're doing. Apparently, that's what we're doing. Here's another one that's, again, it's actually in Drudge. I didn't see it anywhere in Fox News on the front page. This one might be a little important to all of us to think about. And it's a story we've been covering. So we now have what's in the middle story. We have the right hand, we have the left hand, and what's in the middle? What's on top of your head, I guess. Are you ready for this? North Korea says test of new ICBM was success, and it can reach all of the U.S. mainland. Trajectory puts D.C. in range. Let's see. I don't know about you, but that might be a little bit of a shaker, right? Well, I'm sorry. So where are the reports that are out there, the real reports that should be going on? We know about Nat Lauer. We just gave you that whole thing. Let's talk a little bit about North Korea. Oh, sure. Okay, we will. And some of you might be hearing some background. I'm listening intensely to find out when they're going to talk about it on Fox. This story. North Korea. I know they've covered it this morning. But, you know, where is it right now? Well, no, we got sex. That's better than nuclear bombs, right? North Korea says its new test was of an ICBM. Now, for those of you that are not Cold Warriors, those of us that lived through the Cold War, in which everything was nuclear conflagration at any moment, that's the way we lived our lives. Talk about in fear. Duck and cover. This is from Reuters yesterday. This happened after airtime yesterday, so we've been seeing this one go. It says, Kim Il-jung declares North Korea's nuclear power. The new Hwasong-15 missile can reach all the U.S., North Korea says. Missile lands in Japan. See, missile lands in Japan, exclusive economic zone. So a portion of what Japan declares itself as an economic zone, it landed in. Isn't that interesting? Seoul and Washington yesterday. North Korea said this is this morning, I guess. Well, it was yesterday, the 29th. Because, you know, they're on a different time frame. It's already the 30th over there right now. North Korea said it successfully tested a new intercontinental ballistic missile. Otherwise, for those of you that don't know and are not Cold Warriors, you millennials, ICBM, that's the acronym, Intercontinental Ballistic Missile, ICBM, on Wednesday in a breakthrough that puts the United States mainland within range of its nuclear weapons whose warheads could withstand reentry to the Earth's atmosphere. Now, in all fairness, I think this should be one of the top stories being reported, but we've got Matt Lauer's penis to discuss instead, as well as Benghazi. I think these are pretty important stories. And quite frankly, Matt being fired, great. All right, we covered it. You know what's going on with Matt Lauer. To me, I'm preening out stories on the mainstream media, including Fox News, and I'm not seeing this one yet. I know they did coverage of it yesterday, and they did pretty thorough coverage of it. I'm not going to take that away from them. But I think this is important to a waking world. You know, just, I don't know, this, the news cycle. 24-7, 365, and we're on it, right? We're the hamsters in the cage spinning the wheel. North Korea, it says, North Korea's first missile test since mid-September came a week after U.S. President Donald Trump put North Korea back on a U.S. list of countries it says supports terrorism, allowing it to impose more sanctions. North Korea, which also conducted its sixth and largest nuclear test in September, has tested dozens of ballistic missiles under its leader, Kim Il-jong. In defiance of international sanctions, the latest was the highest and longest any North Korean missile had flown, landing in the sea near Japan. North Korea said the new missile reached an altitude, are you ready for this? 2,780 miles, more than 10 times the height of the International Space Station, and flew 590 miles during its 53-minute flight. After watching the successful launch of the new type of ICBM, the Hapsong 15, Kim Il-jong declared with pride that now we have finally realized the great historic cause of completing the state nuclear force. The cause of building a rocket power. I know that doesn't make any sense. It's the translation, but that is the translation according to a statement read by a television presenter. I mean, you know, of course, they're all automatons over there. Do you realize? And again, this gets to the depravity of what goes on in North Korea. And remember, it was Rumsfeld who famously wrote that book, and then in the book he put this picture. I can't remember the name of the book, but. In the book, he put this picture of North Korea and south of the Korean Peninsula at night, photographed from a satellite. And you see all these lights lighting up South Korea. And in North Korea, it's completely dark. It looks like it's part of the ocean or something because they don't have electricity there. a stark contrast. Right at the 38th parallel. Man, it just gets dark going north. I mean, you just go walking off into a dark land, no light at night. Isn't that amazing? And again, this guy, this is so shades of the Berlin Wall business back in the day in the Cold War. You had a guard who ran across the border there in North Korea and South Korea at 30th parallel, and they shot him. They brought him in, and anyway, they took him in. They took care of him, and he was emaciated. He was sick. He had infections all over. He was supposed to be a guard doing duty over there, and he had. He had all kinds of intestinal worms in him. This is the depravity that goes on in North Korea. Aren't you glad you're American? But you know, we need to protect ourselves here. A little bit of information about nuclear bombs that might go off over our heads now. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Oh, here we go. This is what I like. Anyway, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're talking now about Benghazi. Benghazi, I bet you didn't know there was a trial going on about this Benghazi conspiracy. See, this trial and what's happened here is all designed to lay to rest forevermore what happened at Benghazi. It's over now. We can all just pick up our little lunches and our little lunch pails and just go off to class now. Take your cookies and cream. There's nothing to see here. Nothing to see here, right? Just move along. But as you move along, maybe you might want to go up to Nevada County and visit Christopher Stevens' burial plot, his gravesite, just to say hi. Just a few miles from me, actually, from where I'm broadcasting the show. Yeah, it's really, you know, I got to tell you that I've given speeches up in Nevada County and mentioned Benghazi when there are family members in the audience, and it's quite gripping, actually. Some of the reportage that we did in the early days, of course, of Benghazi, when it was actually going on, we had all the details, and our details still stand strong over the years, and very compelling. Of course, this is one of the stories they don't want to have out there. They don't really want to have this discussion about Benghazi. I think it was sort of inappropriate timing on their part that, hey, you know, we got things we got to cover up. Now, this is Hillary Clinton. They got to remember something, that all those people, Andy Lack and all those people, were really good friends of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Ha, ha, ha. And what about over at, what about the Rhodes boys, Ben and David Rhodes over at CBS? Oh, I'm sorry. I slipped. It was only David Rhodes over at CBS. Ben Rhodes worked for President Obama as one of his high-end national security advisors. He's one of the guys who fashioned the talking points about it's a video. Don't you hate it when the memory chip just sort of chimes in here? Yeah, good old David Rhodes was, are you ready for this, really, really good friends with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama. So good that he managed to get his brother to be the president's advisor. See, oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I left out the detail about David Rhodes. And we pointed this out very clearly, actually, in, I think it was in October of 2012, this sort of unusual and uncomfortable symbiotic relationship that was going on between the White House and CBS News. Now, we haven't heard too much about CBS News yet. That's because Davey Boy is president of CBS News. Yeah, Ben Rhodes' brother, president of CBS News. Now, I don't know about you, but that has some fundamental issues going on there, doesn't it? Especially when it comes down to Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. We'll just let Matt Lauer take the fall here for everybody. We'll let that serve as a distraction because we can't certainly have any kind of focus, refocus back on Hillary Rodham Clinton and the fact that she was helping to fund terrorists and funded all the weaponry that was funneling through Benghazi, 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 as featured in the movie 13 Hours. Oh, we don't want to talk about that. Oh, God, no. That might draw attention to Hillary Clinton and her emails and all the other scandalous things. Maybe even sex talk about Bill Clinton and Matt Lauer. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to put the two together or any way, shape, or form, but I find it interesting Matt Lauer is falling on the sword, so to speak. And it's been because of his sexual peccadilloes. I find that very, very interesting. But this is the swamp that we live in. In your right hand, you've got Matt Lauer. In your left hand, you've got Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. Think of the significance in trying to distract and dissuade you. Nothing reported anywhere on Benghazi, not even Drudge, about what happened yesterday. A U.S. jury found Ahmed Abu Katala guilty on 4 of 18 charges on Tuesday that was related to his role in the 2012 terrorist attack the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi, Libya, that killed 4, including U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens. A federal grand jury came back with a guilty verdict on the following counts: conspiracy to provide material support, using, carrying, and discharging a semi-automatic assault rifle during a crime of violence. Maliciously destroying and injuring dwellings and property in places living in jeopardy within the special maritime and territorial jurisdiction of the United States and attempting to do the same. Oh, maritime lawyer. I guess the big question is, and of course we knew that this was a sham. In the second hour, we're going to talk a lot about this. The sham trial that went on here. Because it was Obama who brought this guy in. Remember? And gave him rights. As a citizen would get rights here. And not as an enemy combatant. Oh, no Gitmo for him. Remember, we put these people in Gitmo because they're on another country's territory. We lease Gitmo from Cuba. Haven't you ever wondered about that relationship in Gitmo and Cuba and how they allow us to maintain that lease there? All during the Cold War and all this other stuff? I mean, isn't that really weird, huh? I think it's a little weird, but, you know, anyway, this guy should have gone to Gitmo, but he didn't, and it was Obama who brought him in so that he could have a trial, a U.S. variety trial. And, of course, what happened? Nothing. But, you know, this guy's a putz. He's nothing. The people that really should have been on trial, they are still out and about. Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, they are the ones that need to be on trial. And perhaps that's why Matt Lauer has fallen on the sword. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
That night, the agency under Mike Pompeo, as Catherine just pointed out, issued a statement earlier today, and here's a bit more of that. Mike Pompeo said this: "We lost two of our own that night, Glenn Daugherty and Tyrone Woods, who ran to the sound of the guns and bravely fought to protect Americans and the two U.S. facilities that were attacked." His father, Charles Woods, joins me now via Skype. Mr. Woods, thank you very much for joining us on the story tonight. Your reaction today when you heard this news?
Well, first of all, this is a total miscarriage of justice. An accessory to murder is also guilty of murder. Speaking as a retired attorney, if you have a bank robber who's driving the getaway car, he is just as responsible for murder as his accomplice that goes into the bank and pulls the trigger. For that reason, Katala should have been convicted of murder.
Well, and that's Charles Woods. Father of Tyrone Woods. And I interviewed Tyrone's mother in Dallas, Texas, in the beginning of 2016, actually, at the premiere of Benghazi, 13 hours. Yeah. Never forget it. We come back, we'll get that whole interview and a whole bunch of other things, but we got Scott Adams coming up. He'll be visiting us here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our sister website, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, and press that donate button. Like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.